Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 17th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Neuralink, a company founded in 2017, told the New York Times it is working on a technology to improve human brain-computer interfaces. Neuralink is developing fine threads, about a third the diameter of a human hair, which could be implanted with less impact to brain tissue than current sensors. The company intends to begin publishing peer-reviewed papers on its work. Co-founder Max Hodak said near-term uses for the technology could include control of prosthetics and reversing hearing and vision loss. The company is pursuing a collaboration with Stanford neurosurgeons to do tests as early as next year. A demonstration of the technology on a rat showed 10 times the data transfer of the best sensors, according to Bloomberg. Co-founder and Neuralink CEO Elon Musk also talked about someday using such technology to achieve symbiosis with artificial intelligence. Nintendo updated its main Switch console with promised battery life of 4.5 to 9 hours compared to the current 2.5 to 6.5 hours. While Nintendo did not announce specs, The Verge points out a recent FCC filing indicates Nintendo planned to update the Switch with a new system on a chip. New models of the Switch with extra battery life have serial numbers beginning with XKW. As expected, the EU Competition Commission formally opened an antitrust investigation into Amazon. The company lets businesses sell on its marketplace, but Amazon uses that sales data to inform its own offerings, which compete against those smaller sellers. In response to a separate German investigation, Amazon will change its terms for sellers starting August 16th. Amazon no longer will give itself unlimited rights to terminate accounts without justification and will give 30 days notice before termination. Amazon also will let European disputes be handled in more than just Luxembourg, and restrictions on what sellers can say in public will also be reduced. The new terms will apply to Europe, North America, and Asia. Austria has dropped its investigation as a result of these changes. DJI announced a new Ronin gimbal for mirrorless cameras called Ronin S Compact, or SC. At 2.4 pounds, it's about 41% lighter than the Ronin S, which was released late last year. The Ronin SC is made of aluminum, magnesium, steel, and composite plastic, and can be taken apart to fit in a bag. It can carry up to 4.4 pounds and last up to 11 hours on a charge. That's a little less than the Ronin S's 8 pounds and 12 hours. The DJI Ronin SC is available now for $439. Or in a pro bundle with accessories for $539. Sources tell Bloomberg that Apple's planning to fund original exclusive podcasts, which mirrors what competitors Spotify and Stitcher have been doing. Apple execs reportedly have reached out to media companies about grabbing exclusive rights to certain podcasts. Apple's podcast app still takes around 50 to 70% of listening for most podcasts, according to industry executives. Google executive Karen Bhatia told the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Tuesday that the company has terminated Project Dragonfly, which was investigating ways to offer search in China. It had been reported to have ended late last year, but Google had not yet publicly confirmed it. Facebook's head of Calibra, David Marcus, appeared for a second day of U.S. congressional testimony, this time in front of a House committee. After Tuesday's testimony, Switzerland's Federal Data Protection and Information Commission said, quote, "We have not been contacted by the promoters of Libra." Facebook confirmed it has yet to meet with the FDPIC about privacy regulation. Libra will be located in Geneva, Switzerland, and under FDPIC jurisdiction. Meanwhile, at G7 meetings north of Paris, French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire said, "We cannot accept to have any exchange currencies with the same kind of power and the same kind of role of sovereign currencies." Finally, the Consumer Technology Association said Tuesday it will officially sanction sex tech companies to show products at next year's CES under the health and wellness category. Products must be new or emerging tech and compete for awards to exhibit at the show. A women's sex toy won an award in the robotics and drones category at last year's CES, but was revoked for not fitting into existing product categories. The CTA, however, reversed its position in May and gave the award back to the company. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.